Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm your friendly name of Carmelite, the Frank Fryer, and K Father Nick, for supporting to you all from Middletown, New York. Now, last episode I had a little flummox. I spoke something ill about neighbor by accident, and this is why I had my notes for that episode and this episode together, because this episode I want to get into near the end of the fifth dwelling where she wrestles with helping her sisters to understand what sort of certainty can they gain that they're in this dwelling place. Okay, and they're progressing in the spiritual life. They're progressing as she is putting forward this vision of the spiritual life in the interior castle. So what is the certain thing here? I've tried to, in the last few episodes, introduce the fifth, sixth, seventh dwelling, talk about within the dwelling two important things, the prayer of union being something that's fundamental to understanding what's going on in the fifth dwelling, and also the image of the silkworm, something she introduces in the fifth dwelling that's important in the other dwellings, but she really gets into in the fifth dwelling. So I'm just introducing these things. So if you ever want to read, you have a general, you have at least somewhat of a foundation, and I've also introduced the text that I'm using from Kieran Cavanaugh. So when she gets near the end of the fifth dwelling place, she's hoping to provide her sisters with some aspect of how can they be certain that they're not being fooled by the devil, they're not being fooled by the flesh, or they're not being fooled by the world. And she reminds, and I'm using sort of Kavanaugh's thoughts here a little bit in terms of how he wrestles and puts them forward too. But when we're getting near the end of it, sort of like the eighth and the ninth paragraph within the third chapter of the fifth dwelling, Teresa begins to speak about, how we can't really be certain if we do love God, in this way that she's talking about. Like there's no little aspect of certainty here about our love for God. We could be fooling ourselves. We could be tricking ourselves. The devil could be wearing, so she's very firm about that in terms of what we can't be certain about. But then she also says, this is what's certain. Teresa believes that God will and his will within us and our ability to be harmonizing with that will is increasing with us, and we gain a certain level of certainty because we are able to show and to live out love of neighbor. How do you know you're growing in your love for God and doing God's will and seeking to love God's majesty? Love of neighbor. Now, for her, that would have meant the sisters in a convent. How can you say you love God if your sister's right next to you, you utterly loathe? Well, you don't really love God then. You may talk yourself into having a certain view of self in which you say you love God, but you really don't. So we grow in some aspect of certainty in our ability to be about the love of God and growing in that love of God if we see true manifestations of love of neighbor, those that are close with us, those that can kind of get under our skin. Love of neighbor has its roots in the love of God, as she writes about. So this love of neighbor is nourished by one's love of God. So if one is growing in that love of God, then one's intensity of love for neighbor is going to be increased all the more, for love of neighbor is rooted in love of God. So that is how one is to have some aspect of certainty. I would lean a little bit more into certitude, but she uses the language of certainty, so I'm going to stay with that. So we know we're progressing in the spiritual life. We're progressing in becoming open to moving into that sixth dwelling if we see a growth in love of neighbor. Prayer of union is meant to have us grow in a deeper, more intense love for our neighbor, which will also, by that love, help us to manifest love of God. You know, it's not just to say, I love God, but we cast our brothers and sisters to the side. The spiritual life, the life of discipleship, don't work like that. And this seems utter reductionistic, like, oh, you know, Father, we all know this. Well, what can happen is when you're seeing the fruits from this prayer of union, we can have pride come into play. Pride, very nefarious. And it has these tentacles that can really impact. Remember the weeds and the wheat? Someone sowing the weeds amongst the wheat? That can happen here. So we need to be open to seeing ourselves growing in love of neighbor. And are we wrestling with it? Okay. But are we striving to grow in it? Is it becoming a little bit more easier to do what is necessary to express love of neighbor? Or are we still struggling with loving our neighbor, particularly those that can get under our skin? Maybe those at work, those in the family, maybe a literal neighbor that lives right next to you, someone in your parish community. Could be any one of these folks. Could be any one of these folks. But this aspect of certainty as it relates to the fifth dwelling, the prayer of union, that she speaks about, she being, of course, Teresa of Avila, we are only certainty that we can have is that we are growing in love of neighbor. And if we see that we're growing in love of neighbor, then the certainty that comes from that will help us to grow. And yes, our love for God is something that's true. And we have the hope that we're growing in it, but we can at least have the certainty that it is true. Why? Because of the love of neighbor. If we see a certain reality that we are growing in love of neighbor, then we know that we're growing in deeper love with God. And we're becoming more conformed to God's will, and we're growing in deeper union with God, and the intensity of love that we're wishing to give over to God will increase because it's already being increased in an authentic and true way via our neighbors. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help me out. And if you want more of my content, you can head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There at my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to my YouTube channel and videos that I'm putting up. You can read articles that I've written. You can also send me an email. All this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.